I'm Mark Herz. Connecticut Republicans have chosen their gubernatorial candidate, and political analysts are saying that the state's sluggish economy will likely be the dominant issue in this year's rematch between Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy and Republican businessman Tom Foley. WSHU's Evan Udama reports.
Doug Schwartz is director of the Quinnipiac University poll. He says voters in Connecticut see the state's economy as being in bad shape, despite any progress made during Democrat Malloy's tenure.
The chief executive of the state gets the blame when things aren't going well, so you can expect Tom Foley to attack Dan Malloy's record on the economy.
But while the GOP says the race will be a referendum on the state's failing economy and Malloy's handling of it, Democrats argue that progress has been made since Malloy took office, and there should not be a change of course. UConn political scientist Ron Shuren says he expects Malloy and the Democrats to try to make the election a referendum on the competence of Foley and the Republicans.
Sometimes they succeed in doing that. I'm thinking of Jennifer Granholm in Michigan. She was upside down in terms of her poll numbers, made the election a referendum on her Republican opponent, and pulled through. Sometimes that doesn't work. Governor Corzine in New Jersey tried to make that election a referendum on Chris Christie, and it didn't work.
Shuren says whatever the case, he expects the November 4th election will be hotly contested and attract national attention. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.